Okay, today's daf is Arachin daf Yud Dalad. Yud Dalad, as we start the third parak of Maseches Arachin. This parak has some agada to in it coming up. Different chazals, all the Lashon Hara Gemaras. Tomorrow is a small parak, but tomorrow is all the daf about the Kriyas Yamsuf. But today we start on Yud Gimel Lama Beis. We just read the Mishnah. Remember what the Mishnah had said, that this parak is all about Lahakel ulahachmir. In Arachin, there is what is Kal and Chamor in Steachuza, which we'll talk about, Shar HaMuad, Oni Sumafata, and the Gemara goes through each one. And the Mishnah goes through each one. Says the Mishnah, by the way, today's Shir is sponsored again, L'Refuah Shalema, Rafal Menachem, Ben Shein Del Rivka, B'tok Shar Chol Yisrael, we wish him a Refuah Shalema, Bekarov. Okay, so the Mishnah had said that Arachin has Lahakel ulahachmir, meaning no matter who is Ne'erach? It could be the Na'esh Shebi Yisrael. It could be the Ka'ur Shebi Yisrael, the nicest, the most valuable, the one that everybody would pay a lot for, or the most ugly, the most unwanted. Doesn't matter. Same value. Just look in B'chukosai, and that's the value that one gives. So it could be a Kula, it could be a Chumra, depending on who one is talking about. So the Gemara says, Yish ba'arachin l'haka v'chulu, u'lahachmer keitzar, echad shaharach v'chulu, b'Yisrael in bo'ovei kochavim lo. So, says the Gemara, the word in the Mishnah used is echad shaharach es hano'esha b'Yisrael. So it sounds like we're only talking about Jews. So is this Mishnah alluding to the machlokas we had earlier in the Masechta, that between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, where do non-Jews fit in the world of Erechin? Rabbi Meir said that a non-Jew can be Ne'erach and not Ma'arich. Rabbi Yehuda said the opposite. It was based on Psukim that we had earlier. So, Lema Mastisa, Delok Rabbi Meir. Is our Mishnah assuming not like Rabbi Meir? Because our Mishnah says, Dafka, a Yisrael can be Ne'erach. You can give his value. Ditznan, Ovikal Chavim. Because the Mishnah earlier said, Rabbi Meir Omer Ne'erach, Avalo Ma'arich. So is our Mishnah, as Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, being so same like Rabbi Yehuda Shita? So the Gemara says, no, and we'd rather not say that, because Dafka Mastisa and Rabbi Meir. So we'd never rather say, sometimes we'll have to, but we'd never say that the Mishnah is against Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara says, no, afilu tamei Rabbi Meir. It could even be according to Rabbi Meir. Why? Who adin? Afilu ovid kochavim nami. Even an ovid kochavim can be ne'erach. Aye, so why does the Mishnah then say, Yisrael, ela milsa agav orcha kamash malon kid Rabbi Yehuda Marav? Just telling you an added chiddush based on Rabbi Yehuda Marav. What is that? Dam Rabbi Yehuda Marav. Rav says, Asur la adam sheyomar kamenoe knanize. It's asur for a person to say, oh, how beautiful is this Kanaani? How beautiful is this Kanaani? It's asur to say that. Why is it asur to say that? What's wrong with giving a Kanaani a compliment? Rashi, on top. Lefisha asur la asker shem noe al Kanaani. Kid Rav Yehuda, dechsiv lo sechaneim. Lo sitin lohem chain. Pazak Losachanim in Dvarim teaches us various halachas, as we're going to look again in Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf, and one of them is, don't show favor to them. Don't show favor to, and therefore, Lositin Lahem Chein, and not to give them compliments. This is a unusual halacha, Lositin Lahem Chein. The Gemara says in Masechta Avodah Zarah, Daf Chaf, quotes this Gemara, there it quotes it as, there it's a language of Ovedes Kochavim. There it's a female, but it, the language is an Oved Kochavim, which always can be limited. But the Gemara there asks, Meisvei, Meisa, Reb Shiva Gamliel Shayal Gabi Ma'ala Baharabayas, Reb Shiva Gamliel was on the Ma'alas of Harabayas, V'ra'a Ovedes Kochavim Achas Noe B'Yoser, and he sees a gorgeous woman, Ovedes Kochavim Achas B'Yoser, V'yamar, Marabu Masech Hashem. That's what he says. V'af Rabbi Akiva raw Ashes Tunis Rufus or Russia. He sees the wife as Tunis Rufus. Rok, Shachak, Sachak Ubacha. He spit, he laughed, and he cried. A great Rabbi Akiva story. Rok, why did he spit? Shaisa Bami Tipa Srucha. Because he was thinking about where this, like it says in Pirkei Avos, where did this woman come from? Just like everybody else, from a Tipa Srucha, from a drop, a putrid drop. Sachak da Asida le Megaira. He laughed because this wife of Tunis Rufus, she's going to become Jewish. Rabbi Kiva had Ruach HaKodesh. V'nasivla, and he would marry her. Bacha, the high shufra bali afra. this beauty is going to go to the dirt. Like the Gemara at the beginning of Brachas, Rabbi Yochanan was megala his arm, it lit up the whole room, and one of the other Amoraim were like, oi, he was crying because he knew Rabbi Yochanan wasn't going to be eternal either. But the Gemara asks, how is it possible? Like all of the, he's a Maram Masech Hashem. But Aser, our Gemara says, right? Aser Ladam Sheyomer Kamenaya. So the Gemara answers there, it wasn't for a compliment. There it was directed to God. Verav Oduyehu Dekamode. He was seeing Mode and recognizing that everything beautiful comes from Hashem. Da'amar Mar, Haroe Brios Tovos, Omer Bara Shekacha Bara Be'olamo. Ushakachalo Be'olamo. Right, all the different versions. Look at the second parakeet, second chelik of the Mishnah Berurah talks all about these brachas. Generally, we don't make brachas on in such situation, in these types of situations. Maybe if somebody goes and sees something very unusual, there's the bracha Mishan Habrios and others. But this is the Gemara. Then the Gemara says, "How could he even look at the woman?" Okay. Anyway, that is Avodah Zarah Davchav. But this is halacha quoted in Shulchan Aruch. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says in Yeridaya in Hilchos Avodas Kochavim, Kufnun Aleph Sif Yudalid. Asar l'saper b'shivchan of an Oved Kochavim. Afilu lomar kamen noe, Oved Kochavim ze, b'tzura so. Kal v'chomer, she yisaper b'shevach maisav, o she yichabev davar midvarav. Aval l'machavim b'shivcha l'hotos l'kadosh baruch hu, shebara b'riya noa kezu mutter. If all the whole context is, God, wow, kadosh baruch hu, you're amazing. You created such a beautiful, such an amazing. So this is the halacha. So is this, so how do we ever give a compliment? How do we say so-and-so is an amazing basketball player? Right? That's being Mesaper, but Ovei Kochavim, Bikinani Zoo. So is it limited to real idol worshippers? Like the Meiri says all over the place? That the it's always limited? But Argamar doesn't have Ovei Kochavim Zoo. It just says Kanani. Just says Kanani. It doesn't say Ovei Kochavim Zoo. So maybe if we do it in the context of, you know, Kodesh Baruch Hu, you created a great one there. Right? What talent you gave this person? But again, this is the halacha. I mean, as an extension, that's the first part of the Shulchan Aruch. Sometimes, you know, we talk about if there's a fancy church, are we allowed to say, you know, it has a beautiful ceiling, the church. It's mamish about Makom Avodah Zarah. Forget walking into the church, which is a separate issur. But talking about it, so this is even an extension, also the Saper, based on Lo Sechanim, one of the Isurim of Lo Sechanim. Again, there are other issues of Lo Sechanim as has come up, Lo Sitelam Chanoya Bakarka, and to give them the whole issue of selling part of Eretz Yisrael in the year of Shemitah. That's all related to Lo Sechanim as well. But here we spoke about specifically saying something to a Kenani. Just two other haras related to this, and that is number one in the Biuri Chasidus. He notes that story that we quoted in Avodah Zarah, Shimon ben Gamliel, right? Our Biuri Chasidus man. Says the Biur Chassidus there in Avodah Zarah, he says, he was on the Gav, the Harabayas, he was on the Milos of the Harabayas, and he sees this Oves Kochavim, the message. He says, Chashav, he says, Shaya Gav Mala Harabayas, Olabim Madregos Gavos, Bavodas Hashem. He was on the ladder. He was going up the ladder. And Varan Nachris. And he sees this woman, and he thinks, why did Kodesh Baruch Hu make me see this woman right now? Chashav Bedaito, Laman is Dami Li Mikra Kazeh, Dafka Kshani Omin, Al Gavim Mala Harabayas Harashem. Why did this happen to me? Right, great people in our history always think, why did this specifically happen to me now? Elo lilmod mizeh darkei avoda. It's to put it in the context of Avodas Hashem. I'm feeling great spiritually now. Marabu masach Hashem. Everything in the context of Avodas Hashem. Aidei zeh hechzir kol Hashem yizbarach. He returned it all to Hashem. It was a gashmi idea, an item, and he brought it back. Leumazos. The opposite, Mistaklam Balashem Tainu Gashmi Umahareba, who mafrid me mena hachias to kedusha, the chulu. It's always seen in the context of Avodas Hashem, everything. The story I think I've quoted in the Parsha Shir a couple years ago, Parsha Tetzaveh, where the story goes as follows. The story is that Rashi was once walking with his Talmidim. Not too many stories about Rashi. Rashi was once walking with his Talmidim, and all of a sudden they see a number of women that were coming riding on horses. And all of a sudden Rashi's staring at them. Like, and the Talmidim are like, what's he staring at a woman riding a horse for? And he's staring and staring and staring. And finally he starts getting so excited. This is amazing. This is unbelievable. I don't think he was speaking English. But this is amazing. They're like, Rebbe, what? Rebbe, what? He says, the aphode. What do I mean, the aphode? So there are brises. Rashi Parshat Tetzaveh says There are brises that talk about what the ephod is, but I can't really describe it. I find it hard to describe exactly what the ephod looked like. Did it go around and over the shoulders, and how did it hold the choshen, the special apron that was worn by the Kohen Gadol? So then Rashi says, "V'libi omer li." My heart tells me this is what the ephod looked like. And he goes on to describe like the aprons that are worn by women who ride horses. So Rashi, the story goes that's how Rashi figured out. It clicked. Rashi sees a woman riding on a horse. Why not go to Sparach will make me see this woman riding on a horse? Now, boom, is to teach me what the ephod looked like. Right, that's the stories. The story of the stifler we mentioned, I think, last year, that he was learning the sugyas of shratzim, and all of a sudden there was some type of grasshopper that he couldn't figure out with the wings and the legs, and all of a sudden one of them jumped on his gemara. And it's on YouTube, the video, and they say, "Rabbi, did this really happen? That exactly the one that you were trying to look for and figure out what it looks like?" Because Ken, he just answered one word, "Kedarko Bakodesh," very short and to the point. So anybody goes travel 6,000 miles for a bracha from Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and you get bracha vatzlacha. He says it jumps. So gedolim have these, but even non gedolim. We have to take every situation into our lives and figure out what HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts it in front of us for. Anyway, so that was the Biur HaChassidus related to the story about this line of Asa Ladav Shiyomar Kamen Noah Karani Zeh. Just one other point, and then we'll continue, and that is, the Sfasemis, the beginning of Maseches Chagiga, says it does not apply to an Eved Kanani. Only applies to a Kanani or further away. Because after all, throughout Shas you find Tevi Avdo, Mishnayis and Brachas, complimenting, and in Sukkah, right, my Tevi is a kosher. He said Shiva, except the Tanchumen for Tevi, says Neve Kanani. So Neve Kanani has a Schaiv and Mitzvahs like an Ishas. Therefore, this whole halacha doesn't apply. There's no Chanoya in Chain when it comes to these to Avadim. Okay, anyway, so the third line says that the reason it says Yisrael in the Mishnah is because it doesn't want to say No Eshev Kanani, because you don't want to. Don't want to give a compliment. So, that's why it says Yisrael. V'lisni es hanoa shebi Yisrael v'sakor shebi Kananim. Okay, so list, it doesn't matter who it is, the most beautiful amongst Israel, or the most ka'or amongst the Kananim. So not v'chad uma kamairi, betrei uma lo kamairi. We don't want to switch nations in the middle of the Mishnah. So we just say one. The Gemara says v'lo, you don't want to switch. V'lo, you don't want to switch. V'aktani hagdula What do you mean? On the bottom of the next Amud, right, the Amud Beis, we talk about Onis and Mefata. And we say it doesn't matter who it is, whether it's the greatest Kohenes or the lowest Yisrael. So what's the Havamina? What's the Havamina? The Gemara just said you don't want to have two different Umos. The Gemara says, look at Amud Beis, look at the answer. Bechad Uma Kamayri, betray Uma Lo Kamayri. They're still one Uma. A Kohenes and a Yisraelis are still one Uma. So what was the Havamina? That Kohanim are like a different Uma. Different Shevet. Amazing. What's the Havamina? What's the Maskana? Okay, maybe the Havamina was that we thought Uma just meant group. And then the Maskana is that, no, it really means dot. It really means religion. Okay, Vilo. So now, is this really, I'm sorry, I went back a line by mistake. Hasam Chad Umahu. Hasam, it's really one Uma when it comes to Kohanim and Yisraelim. So Gemara says, Ella makd, finishing the line, Ella makd shuta kadishi kohanim tvei. Kohanim have more kedusha. They're all the same Uma. What does it mean they have more kedusha? Inherently, there's something different? No, kedusha is always reflected by mitzvos. They have more mitzvos, that reflects kedusha. And that's why they're chayvin more mitzvos, and therefore that reflects kedusha. That was all answer number one, why it says Yisrael in the Mishnah. Ve'ibah yaseima, second idea, Aidi to Kaboy Lemisni Seifa, because the next lines in the Mishnah say, Stay Achuza to be Yisrael who de Mishkachas La, Bovi Kochavim La, Mishkachas La, Stay Achuza, the special ancestral portion of Eretz Yisrael giving to each Shevet and to each family, so that only applies to Jews and doesn't apply to non Jews. So, Delav B'nei Achuza Neinu, because they are not B'nei Achuza. So, Mishem Hachik Tani La B'Yisrael. Because the second halacha in the Mishnah only applies to the Jews, be Yisrael, so that's why the first halacha is also only said by Yisrael. Okay, what does it mean that Ovedes Kochavim are not B'nai Achuza? So Pashas, what would we have said? They don't get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. That's what it seems to be. And that's what Rashi seems to say also. Lo Mishkachas, lo, first skinny line, Din Stei Achuza. She podeh b'chavishim shekel kesef, we'll talk about the halachas in a minute, about if you give it to the Beis HaMikdash, how much you're podeh with, all the specific nitty-gritty halachas. of Eretz Yisrael, of redeeming Steachuza. That all applies. Rabbeinu Gershom, though, has a second Deo, which is a little difficult. Rabbeinu Gershom, right here, number one, Ovik Achavim is not in the Parsha. And then he says, Va'od v'she'en lo she'er av, v'ein yorishes aviv. Ovik Achavim is excluded because they don't have a concept of Achuza. Ein lo yorishes aviv. And you see in the Oz Beis, what are you talking about? A non-Jew is yorishes father. Midah Raisa. And Midah Rabbanon. When is a non-Jew not yorish? When he converts. So he's asking when a non-Jew converts, he's not related to his father anymore. But in terms of a goy and nochel his father, it's a little tzarechi in what Rabbeinu Gershom means by that line of ein yoresh es aviv, because l'chora he is yoresh es aviv. Okay, next says the Mishnah b'steachuza. So now and later on in the Masechta as well, we will talk about this concept of steachuza, but now it comes up in the Mishnah. B'steachuza l'hagal hachmir. Steachuza is l'hagal hachmir kesa. What does that mean? So steachuza, if you look in the psukim in Sefer Vayikra, at the end of Vayikra is where the parsha of steachuza is. Let's mention it now because it's going to come up in a few minutes anyway. There are two types of fields in life. Two types of fields. One is called steachuza, which is a field that's been in my family since Chalukas Eretz Yisrael, and it's my ancestral plot. This is goes back many, many years. That's steachuza. There's another type of field called a stei mikne. Stei mikne means I bought somebody's steachuza. Somebody sold their steachuza. Stei mikne is any land that I get that wasn't my steachuza. So there are different halachos in terms of steachuza and stei mikne if I'm makdish them. Let's say I need some, I want to get a tax exemption, whatever it is. I want to give something to the Beis HaMikdash. So I'm just l'shem shemayim. So I'm makdish a field. So it depends. If I'm makdish a steachuza, then mi steachuza so yakdish ish l'shem. So what's the Beis HaMikdash going to do with my backyard? Nothing. How could the Beis HaMikdash doesn't want to? So they're going to sell it to somebody. So how much do you sell it for? So for a steachuza, there's a fixed amount. It doesn't matter what's on the field and how great the field is. There's a fixed amount. How much is nifta for? How much is it? The Torah says, Zera chomer sa'orim b'chamishim shekel kesef. Enough area to plant a chomer of barley for 50 shekel, whatever that amount is. That's as much that you pay if you would redeem it right after Yovel. What? By size. It goes by size. Yes, for every area, you go chamishim shekel kesef. You redeem it if it's right at the Yovel. Umishas Yovel yakdish sadeo ker kecha yakum. You pay that full amount if it's right at the Yovel. But if it's closer to Yovel, so then one pays less. You've got to take off a shekel and pudion per year. But if you redeem it. If the makdish himself redeems it, so then he has to add on a chomesh. Okay, we'll get back to that halacha. Vim lo yigalas asada. What if I wasn't makdish it? But the Beis HaMikdash sold it, the Gizbarim sold it to somebody else. I was makdish by a steachuza, and somebody else bought it. So then, during Yovel, that steachuza goes to the Kohanim. That steachuza does not come back to me. It goes to the Kohanim. Because I was the owner, so I have rights, I have bialas to sell it forever. So if I give it to the Beis HaMikdash, I want it back, I gotta get it back, myself. If Yovel comes, boom, it goes to the Kohanim. The Torah says, la'koi tiachuza so. That's by steachuza. By stei mikne, if I'm makdish a stei mikne, so it's not mine originally. It's not my steachuzas. I don't have rights to sell this forever. I don't have rights. So if I sell a stei mikne, asher lo mi steachuzas so yakdish l'Hashem, so then, number one difference, you go by what it's worth. You know, there's no magic zeras akusiv value that one has to give. V'chishav l'alkoin is mechnas ha'erkach ha'shanas ha'yovel. You figure out how much it would be worth, but it's like damim as compared to arachin. You figure out how much it's worth, and till Yovel, and that's as much as a person redeems it for. But by Yovel, it goes back to the original owner. Stay mikne. The person can't be makdish it forever. So whoever buys it, wherever it is, if the original owner was not makdish it, so then b'shasa Yovel yashuv asadeh l'asher kano meito. That's Parshas Bahar. That's what it says. That all fields go back to the original owners. That's by stay mikne. It was the only exception is a stay achuza that was hukdash l'asher lo achuza saaretz v'chulu. So those are the differences. Steachuza, stei mikne, number one, do you go by specific value? Number two, what happens by Yovel? What happens by Yovel? Easy way to remember it. By a stei mikne, you don't own it. It's not yours originally, so you don't have power to sell it forever. Hey, Rashi quotes, Lefi, Levim estay mikraso, chilek yish bein stay mikra lasei achusa, shesada stay mikne lo tischalek lakon in biyovel, Lefi she'eno yachol lahakdisha ela ad hayovel. Shahari biyovel haisa asita latzeis biyadovel ashuv labaylim. Lefichach, imba ala gala, yigal v'davim alolo, ksuvim lasei achusa. V'im lo yigal, v'im kreda gizra la achir, or somebody else, b'shas hayovel, yashav asad lasher kano meito. Also, Also, Shekdisha, Pedal, Shekano, Alokecha, Zeha, Akram, Mito, Zeha, Gizbar. Does not go back to the Gizbar. Okay, goes back. Good. Viter. So now we continue. That's with all background. So, Besteachuza, Lahakil, Lahakir, Kesa. So, what does it mean that Steachuza is Lakula and Lachumra? So, as we just said, by a Steachuza, it doesn't matter what grows on it, how much it's worth, there's a specific amount. Echara, Makdish, Becholas, Hamachos. It doesn't matter if somebody is Makdish. Cholas ha-machos. What is chol? Chol is sand. The sandy areas of machos. Rashi says, machos, it means the areas around the city where people trample. It's like the paths around the city, which are not worth so much. Right? They're worth very little. That's cholas ha-machos. It's machos, also a circle. So it doesn't matter if it's cholas ha-machos, ve'echad ha-makdish bepardisaos, or it doesn't matter if somebody is makdish, a fancy orchard, savti. Which is a fancy place, it's worth a lot, vineyards, no sein zera, chomer sarim b'chamishim shekel kesef. You give that exact amount, it doesn't matter. So it could be a kula, and it could be a chomer, that's the achuza. Ubestei mikne no sein eshavyu. Stei mikne no, stei mikne, as we just said, you have to give the exact amount what it is worth. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, he argues based on psukim, as we'll see, echa stei mikne vecha stei achuza, doesn't matter. Ma bein stei achuza le stei mikne, what's the difference? Another difference, we just said one, or maybe according to Rebbe Eliezer, if they both go by the Xeris Akasav amount. So according to him, what's the difference between the two? Shebistei Achuza, who knows in Chomesh, or Bistei Mikna, who knows in Chomesh. If the Bailam themselves are Goelit, whether you add on a fifth, which is what we call 25%, or not. Okay, just one Hara Rashi says that around the field is worth very little. Right, it's worth less. That's the example given of an inferior type of field. Rav Yashiv writes, Umad Matsinu, when we say the special Yiratzon in benching for the host, so he says that's not referring to right outside. It's not referring to right outside because right outside is the lower level. He says it's not the ones right outside. Okay, that is Rashi. One other ha'ara that I didn't mention, Rabbeinu Gershom here says that what is sudden mecholas amechos? So Rashi says it's worth less because it's the place that people trample on right outside the city. Rabbi Nagarishim says no, it's the places outside the city that are visible to everybody, and therefore there's ayin hara. As the Gemara says at the beginning of Baba Basra, Daf Beis, there's something called hezek re'ia. If something is out in the open and visible to all, he says, roen osa b'nei ada v'nosin ba'ayin hara ve'eina osa peiros kol kach. So we discussed this way back at the beginning of Baal Basra, that concept of Ayin Hara, something out in the open. The Gemara also says in Amafkid that Bracha is only Matsui on Dover Hasamui Min Ha'ayin, only something that is hidden, something that's out in the open, and there's more, the dark forces of Ayin Hara are more prevalent and able to affect those items out in the open. Okay, we'll continue. If at the end we have time, we'll come back to talking about the Hezek Re'iyah again, exactly how that works. Okay, says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna. Hikdish, let's talk about being makdash as de'achuza. Hikdish sadeh meleya ilanos. What if I'm makdash a field that's full of trees? So a stay achuza is what has the special alachas. What about the trees? So kshu podon, poda ilanos b'shavyon, v'chozer poda karka be'zera, chomer sar b'chamishim shekel kesef. Rav Huda comes up with a chiddush. If you're makdash a field, when you redeem that field as a stay achuza, trees are considered separate. You buy you redeem the trees separately, whatever they're worth, and then just the field itself goes by this amount. Alma ksava Rafuna, why? What do you see from here? Rafuna holds. Adam makdish ba'ayin yafeh makdish. When a person is makdish, he's makdish ba'ayin yafeh. Always, we could have an umdana that he always wants to give a lot. And therefore, Hekdash gets more money here, because the trees are counted separately. So that's Rav Huna's chiddush, that a person is always makdash b'ayin yafeh. So Eisvei Rav Nachman l'Rav Huna. Rav Nachman asked him from our Mishnah. What does our Mishnah say? Echan ha-makdash b'cholas ha-machos ve'echan ha-makdash b'pardiso sav-visavti. No se beis zera chomer sorem b'chamishim shekel kasef. Question mark. Sounds like from our Mishnah that it's even the orchard, these fancy orchards, and you pay the same amount. So Amalei, no, Reuya Lapardisos Kamina. Doesn't mean the actual Ortzes. It means fancy grounds that even you can put these vineyards on, but not that there are actual vineyards there. Number one. Question number two. Eisve Beis Zera. It says in the pasuk that you give for chamishim shekel kesef for bezera, ainli ela bezera, sade gefanim v'sade kanim v'sade ilanos minayin. But what about a field of vines and kanim, kane, canes, sugar canes, right? Or ilanos minayin? How do you know that's also included? Tamalomer sade mikol makom. So you see, the brisa says it includes even more. So, sorry. Amarlei, Achanami, here too. Here, what are we talking about? Pode, v'chozer upode. No, it means separately. It means separately. It doesn't mean that you do it together. It's pode, v'chozer upode. Rashi says it means pode ha'ilanos, v'chozer upode. So it could fit into Rav Huna. It doesn't mean that it's all together. By the way, not for now, but what bracha do you make on sugarcane? Kane. The Rambam quotes three shitas. Right, what bracha to make on sugar cane? You make kaei, tadama, shahako, all different shitas about not as popular a snack as it, I guess, it was a couple hundred years ago. But at least in developed societies, we just have the candies. Right, we don't need the natural sugar cane. Okay, Eisve, third try, kasha and Rav Huna. Again, Rav Huna's shita is that the halacha of Steachuza only applies to the actual field, but trees on the field are measured separately. So Eisve, we'll try again. Hikdish shlosha ilanos mimata asara lebesa. So he's makdish three trees. And it's three trees that are a certain distance from each other, that if you would plant little trees, you'd be able to fit 10 in a besa, based on the ratio of how far they are from each other. There it is, it's a certain distance from each other. So if I was makdish these three trees with a certain amount in between, harizeh hikdish es akarka ves oilono shebinehem. So then automatically I assume that not only was I makdish the trees, but also the land in between them, because this land is needed to nourish the trees. And therefore, if I makdish three trees, I could assume that I was also makdish the land in between. And therefore, kshu pode zera chomer sor mishu chamishim shekel kesef, because this is considered that you are makdish sada, because it's automatically land in between. Pachos mikano yeser al kain. What if the trees are either closer or further away from each other? So then, or oshihik dishan bezeh achar zeh, or that was makdish the tree separately. It wasn't a package deal. So then, harizeh lo hikdish lo asakakav lo silon shemineim. That I was not makdish the land in between. Right, because each one, if I was makdish each tree separately, so then obviously no land in between. But also, even if I was makdish them all together, but if they're further or closer to each other, then it's not in the same ratio, and I don't assume I was makdish the land in between or other little sapling trees that are in between. That's not included. Below Ode continues the Brisa. Ela afilo hikdish ilanosa v'yachriach hikdish karka. Even if it ends up that I was makdish both. Oh, not just the trees and then the karka, kashu pode, when I'm pode se ilonos bishav yehen, you're pode the trees separately, based on what they're worth, v'chozer upode, karka bezera chomersor mechamishim shekel kesef, end of brisa. But what do you see from the first line of the brisa? That's the problem. The first line of the brisa is, if I'm makdish three trees, automatically the land is also hukdash, and when you redeem them for chamishim shekel. It sounds like against Rav Huna. Rashi even has a girsa. See Rashi's girsa, tshufta de Rav Huna. Sixth to last skinny line. Rashi has tshufta de Rav Huna there. We don't have that girsa. Good. So says the Kasha Rav Huna. And v'chi tema, and if you want to say, hachanami pode v'chozer pode, maybe here it also means, first you're pode the trees for their value, and then you're pode the land for the specific zirasakasa value. No, can't be. Hamida seifa pode v'chozer pode. The seifa says that you do that in the case where you amakdish the trees and then the land. Michal de reisha lo. Smash that the reisha is not talking about that case. So the Gemara throws up his hands and says, you're right. It's a machlokas. Elohamani Rabbi Shimon hi. Really, it's the shita of Rabbi Shimon. Da'amar, makdish ba'ayin ra'a makdish. is really a machlokas tanam when you're makdish b'ayin yafa or b'ayin ra'a. Do we always have an umdada that you want to give more or less to the Beis HaMikdash? Rav Huna holds like the opinion of b'ayin yafa makdish, and this price is going like the opinion of b'ayin ra'a makdish. So we can assume when you're makdish trees and lands, you don't want to be put to them separately. You're just going to based on what the Torah says. Titania, where do we see that Rav Shimon is makdish holds b'ayin ra'a? The following. Hamakdish es asadeh, hikdish es kula. If somebody's makdish es asadeh, there's all different types of trees and other things on the field, you makdish all of it. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no. Lo hikdish el charuv hamurka v'sadana shikma. No, if you're makdish a field, you only makdish the types of trees that really need the field and are considered connected to the field. Charuv hamurkav, that means a grafted charuv. Murkav, yesterday's mitzvah in mitzvah shir was kelayim. So we spoke about grafting. Those who want to listen. So charva murkav, a grafted charuv, which Rashi says needs the ground a lot for nourishment. The sadana shikma, and also a type of, the stump of a sycamore tree. So Rashi says in the second to last skinny line, the yonkim misada hektish tfei sharilanus. It needs the land more. And therefore, that's what's included according to Reb Shimon. But you see, Reb Shimon holds a much lower Hakdasha level. So fine, that's what the Bryce is talking about. So Gemara says, one second. E Reb Shimon, if it's Reb Shimon, that fits to the first line of the Bryce, but name is safer. What about the next line of the Bryce? What, that says what? Velo od, elafilu hikdash ilanos avraka hikdash karka, kshu poda, when you're makdash the trees and then the land, kshu poda, poda si ilanos shibishavyein, vachozra poda bizera chomer saor, vachamishim shekel kesef. You see from there that according the Brisa said that you're posing them separately. The E Reb Shimon, and if it's really Shitas Reb Shimon who's the author of the Brisa, Lazel Busser Pidyon. Why don't you go after the time that you're being poed to it, Filifiku Agavarayu? And by the time you're being poed to it, the trees and the land are both hectish. So therefore, why don't you just say, just like Reb Shimon says, would say, when you're makdash them all together, you're poed to them all together. So too, why don't you go by the Zman of Pidyon? Taha, Shamin and Leather Reb Shimon, Dazabas of Pidyon. Because we find elsewhere that Reb Shimon goes after the time of Pidyon. So too, here we should go after the time of Pidyon. And if he doesn't, maybe that shows this is not Reb Shimon. We're back to the original question. So where do we see Reb Shimon goes after the time of Pidyon? Titania. From another brisa, minayin. Interesting case. The lokeach sadame aviv v'hikdisha. Somebody buys a field from his father. His father owns it now, and he buys it from his father. So at that moment, it's considered a stay mikne. But then, lo and behold, then he's makdashit. The son is makdashit. See, he was makdash a stay mikne. Theoretically, it should come back to him, and theoretically, it should be redeemed based on what it's worth. Because it's a stay mikne. V'yachrach meisaveh, but then the father died. So now, this is the stay achuza of the son, who yarshins his father. So let's say he wants to be poed to it now. So is he poed to it at the stay mikne rate, or the stay achuza rate? So if you go by when he bought it, it was a stay mikne. If you go by right now, it's his stay achuza. So minayin shetehei lafan of kestay achuza. How do you know that it should be considered a stay achuza? Meaning, you go by right now, Tamalomar im este mikna so asher lo miste achuza so. The laws of este mikna apply to a este mikna that is not a este achuza. Sada sheina ru'uyo li'o este achuza, excluding sados that are never este achuza, including fields that are never este achuza. Yatzazazu she really este achuza. Div Reb Yehuda v'Reb Shimon. There's the Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon goes by the time of Pidyon. Rebbe Meir Omer, Reb Meir there argues, Minayin lolokech stada me aviv, umeis aviv, v'achar kach hikdisha, minayin shetei levadav kestei achuza. Reb Shimon, Reb Meir says, even in this case, let's say a person buys it from his father, and then the father dies, and then he's makdashit. Even that is not cool. That's the only one that's considered a stei achuza. Because at the moment he was makdashit, it was his. So there, that's what Reb Meir agrees to. Tamalomar, im estei miknaso, asher lo mistei achuzaso. And he darshes it as follows. Sada she'ein estei achuza. A sada that is not a stei achuza. Yasazu shehi stei achuza. Excluding this, which is a stei achuza. But Rabbi Meir would say in the other case, where he was makdashit before his father died, that it would be considered a stei mikne. So now the Gemara just fleshes out the question. Ve'ilu l'Reb Yehuda l'Reb Shimon. It's a very verbose Gemara here, but Gemara fleshes it out. Ve'ilu Reb Yehuda l'Reb Shimon, according to the first opinions, afilu hikdisha v'yachar kach meis av stei achuza. He's still a stei achuza. My time a why? Imishim Kra, if it's purely based on the Pasuk, so Kra l'kid Rabbi Meir with Asa. You could have darshan the Pasuk like Rabbi Meir. Could have darshan it that way. So Elala, Mishim Dalzo Basar Pinyon. So it must be that you go after Pinyon. It must be there's a Svara involved. That's what the Ritva says. When this Gemara comes up in Bo Basra, you have a Svara that helps you understand how you should darshan the Pasuk. But at root, it's a svara. Starting point is, step one is the svara, and therefore they dash on the pasuk, different than Rabbi Meir. So you see Rabbi Shimon holds that you go after the time of Pidyon. So we're back to the previous question. Why, in we're said on Amun Aleph that Rabbi Shimon is the author of the Brisa. And the Brisa says, in the Seifa of the Brisa, it says, that if a makdish trees and then lands separately, I'm poja them separately. But according to Rabbi Shimon, also Basa Pidyon, you should look at it all together, and therefore be poja them at the one steachuza rate. So we'll read that Ritva inside in a second. Let's just finish the answer. Amar Rabbi Nachman bar Yitzchak, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Kra Ashechu V'darish. No, we were wrong. It's not based on a svara. Really, Rabbi Shimon would not go after the time of Pidyon. Really, he would go by the earlier time. It's just here, in this case, he's based on a pasuk. They found a pasuk and they darshened. Because im kain, lichtor rachmana, im esdei miknaso, asher lo achuzaso. My misdei. That's an extra word. So, sada, sheineru yelios de achuza, special drasha, meaning there's no ride to the svara of Rabbi Shimon. We thought there was. Now that Ritva, the Ritva said in Baba Basra, where this came up, Ayin Beis, Pirish, Basar Shas Pidyon, Velo Basar Shas Hektish, Velo Misvara Lagamre, Deimkein Kra Lamali Baha. You don't have, it's not set only the Svaras and only the Pasuk. Elahafi Kamar, Basar Dechsiv Kra, Perishu, the time of the Kra, Mishu Dazli Basar Shas Pidyon. That's what we thought, that it's a combination of the Pasuk and the Svara. Kamash Vulan is only the Pasuk. Kamash Vulan is not the, and you don't have to say, you could say, it's just a Yitro Lashon, and it's not based on the Svara at all. So in Ha'ara, once we're talking about Yerusha, just to remind the Olam of a thought that we've said, there's a, in the Mitzvah of Yerusha, which is in the Chinuch, which is Mitzvah Tav, Mitzvah 400, the Chinuch writes, quotes a case in Baba Basra, Kuflam and Gimel, and that is one of the rayas that we have that the author of the Sefer HaChinuch was not the Ra'ah. For many, many Achronim throughout the centuries assumed that the author of the anonymous Chinuch was the Rabbi Aaron Alevi, the Ra'ah, Rebbe of the Ritva, a contemporary of the Rashba. But there are many rites. If you look in the new Menchas Chinuch, the Mechon Yerushalayim Menchas Chinuch, he quotes about 15 proofs from various Chinuchs where there's stiras between Ra'ahs quoted elsewhere. We have Ra'ah in the Bedek Abayis, the Mishmeres Abayis, and the Torah Abayis, and other places, and the Chinuch, so we find Stiris. So this is one of them, by Yerusha. We're talking about Yerusha here. So the Chinuch writes very strongly in the Mitzvah Tav, if somebody says, L'misha roi l'yarsho, nechasai lach v'acharecha lehektish, my nechasim should be to you, and after they go to you, they should go to the Beis HaMikdash. Does a person have a right to say that? Does a father have a right to say to his son, son, this is your land, but after that, you know, it's going to the Beis HaMikdash. What if the son wants to sell it? So the Chinuch holds, Shahayoreh zocheh b'nechasim, v'yesh lo l'machron v'lasos, b'hen kol chefzas nafsho. He can do whatever he wants with it. V'ein koch b'hektash l'olam, lo siyem ad alokeach, u'makabal matanim, v'natam shekasavnu. The Moresh doesn't have such rights. Right when you say nechasai lach, zocheh b'nechasim, v'ein b'yodol ha'hektash osan od. And you can't do anything more with it. That is what the Chinuch says clearly. If you look elsewhere, the Ra'ah is quoted, charif against this shita. Charif against it. And the Chinuch says it here. So if you look in the Hakdamah of Chelek Aleph of the Machon Yerushalayim, this is one of the rayas that the Chinuch was not written by the Ra'ah. There are many others. The Chinuch holds like the Gaonim in terms of Ben Hashmashas, and the Ra'ah holds like Rabbeinu Tam. Of course, many rayas here in terms of the Chinuch holds that it's a mitzvah to give edus, and the Ra'ah holds that no, it's just out of Gemilas Chesed. Various proofs, but that, so they say it might be Rav Pinchas Alevi, the brother of the Ra'ah. It's that generation. But either way, that is the issue of Yerusha. Okay, let's continue in our discussion. Two dots. Amar Papa. So we're about to have Shtayim Shein Arba. We're about to have two cases, which are really four cases. Says Rav Papa, Hiktish Trushin. We've spoken about if you're Makdish a Sada, a field, you have the different rules between a Stei Achuza and a Stei Mikneh. What if you're Makdish a very rocky area? Hiktish Trushin. Podin B'Shavyon. It's still, you go by, you don't go by the Steachu's regular rules. Why? My time, Bezer Amrachman of Ahani, Lavne Zriyaninu. It's got to be fertile, and it's got to be able to be planted on. And if it's all rocks, so then it can't be planted on, and therefore, it's like you just redeem it based on what it's worth and not by the magical Steachuza type. Lo Ga'alan, and if you do not redeem it, if you do not redeem the Steachuza, so then Yotzin, what's the word? Yotzin Lekohanim B'Yovel. They do go out to the Kohanim B'Yovel. I go out to the Kohanim B'Yovel. Steachuza, usually a Steachuza does and not a Stei Mikneh, and we just said this doesn't have the halachas of Steachuza. My taima, Sada Amarachwana Kaldu, but it's still a field. It's not Zera, so the what you would pay for it in terms of Geula, that would not go by the Steachuza rules, but it's still a Sada, a rocky Sada, so therefore it would go to the Kohanim, it's a Steachuza enough for that. Kate, that's all number one. Number two, Mochar Trashim, what if you sold Trashim? You had a steachuza, you had a achuza, which are a rocky area, and you sold it to somebody. Then, nig'olin pachas mishtei shanim. The halacha is, by usually when you sell a field, also psukim that we haven't spoken about yet, you're not allowed to redeem it for less than 2 years. 2 years you gotta let the person have it, you can't redeem it for within 2 years. But here, if it's trashin, you can, my taima. Why? Mispar shnei tvuos amrachman of a high lab b'nei tvuaninu. Again, it says by the redeeming it, the number of harvests, and this is not having any harvests. Lo ga'alan, choseres l'baylan b'yovel. And if you didn't redeem it, it goes back to the baylan. My taima. V'shav l'achuzaso amrachman of hainam yachuzahi. Because this is enough achuza, even though it's rocky, but it's enough achuza to go back to you. So again, in all of these cases we're having, it has some halachas of achuza and some halachas of a mikneh. Next case, third case, or you might say, the first two cases were about rocky lands. The next cases are about trees. Hikdish ilanus, let's say you're just makdish trees. Poda bishavyeyan, so that's a tree. You go by what they're worth. My taima, bezera amrachman of alo ilanus. You go by a bezera, it goes by fields and not trees, if it's just trees. We had a number of olive, baby trees are bought out the fields, but if you have just trees, then nothing. Lo galan, if you were not goel them from the base of Megdash, enyos are going to be over. They don't go to the Kohanim. Why? V'haya hasadeh amrachmana v'lo ilanos. Stay achuza, goes to the Kohanim. Machar ilanos, if you sold trees, enyogalan pachal b'sheshonim. You cannot redeem them less than 2 years. My time, shnei tvuos amrachman of ahani b'nei tvuos ninu. They produce harvests, so therefore it's at least 2 years. Lo nigalin, lo galan, if you didn't redeem them, so then ein choser somayla b'yova. They don't go back. My time, v'shav lachudaso amrachman of alo ilanos. Okay, so we have mixtures in terms of what some items are considered steachuza in one regard and stay mikneh in others. Amar mar, let's finish this up. Hikdish ilanos po de bishavya. So the case number three said, if I was makdish a tree, I redeem it based on what it's worth, not the zera chomer saorim, not the xeris akasiv amount. So amai, why is that true? V'likdishu agav arayhu. Why don't we say, when you're makdish them, you will also makdish the land, the dirt right under them. V'lifriku agav arayhu. And redeem them, agav, that dirt. We said an amud aleph, according to some of the opinions, at least, of the Tanaim. If you're makdish trees and land, so it's all the same amount. The trees are included. So why don't you say, here too? V'chi tema ilanos ikdish ara lo akdish. And if you want to say, no. When a person has makdish trees, he was not makdish the land under it at all. So v'hamar nardoi, that's not true. In nardoi we said, Manda mazmin le dikla lechavri, a person who sells a dekel to his friend, kani le mishipulavat tahoma. He's kona all the way down into the tahom. So the Gemara says, no, that was a specific case. Usually that's not true. But la miyid marla, didn't we say about that line of Narda, bibamach was taina. That was a case because there were two people who were always arguing with each other, and it was Bamach Masaina, the guy knew that it would be a problem. So therefore he wanted to make this clear, and he said, this I'm buying even out of Tahom. But if he didn't say that, it wouldn't be true. So it could be that a person does not sell the land underneath, just the tree. Okay, so let's continue, and if we have time to talk about Hekdish, we will. But first, let's continue. Stay Mikneh Nosin Shavyo. So the Mishnah said that Stay Mikneh, as the Torah says. Don't need the Mishnah, but the Mishnah explicates what the Torah says. Stay mikneh, if somebody buys somebody's steachuza, and then is makdish it, so then somebody who redeems that pays just what it is worth. Tanu rabbanon, bimichsas, that means what it's worth, ma balil mod, lafishin emar zerachomer sorim b'chamishim shekel kesef. Because it says that by a stay achuza, yachol af stay mikne kein, you might think it also was your stay mikne, tavalomar, michsas. That's why you learn michsas, you figure out exactly how much it's worth, and that's how much you pay according to what we paskin. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Rabbi Eliezer had the second opinion in the Mishnah, and he argued, Namrakan v'chishev, v'namr lahalon v'chishev, malahalon davar katsav, gzeirishava, Rabbi Eliezer holds, stay mikne also, goes by the exact ratio of ask the Gemara. Rabbanon isluhu gzereshava umafkin leilachomesh. Do the Rabbanon hold of the gzereshava of Steyachuz and Steymikne at all? Or not? Do they use the gzereshava for at least the chomesh halacha? That just like if somebody redeems their own Steyachuz, the Torah says that you have to redeem it for more, if the makdish redeems it, so too Steymikne. Or no, they don't have any gzereshava. Remember, we've said many times, Gzereshava, Ein Adam Dog Gzereshava Me'atzmo, you have it from a Rebbe, but the Rebbe does not give you exact context. The Rebbe gives to the Talmud, the Tanaim, different words that are passed down. But it's up to you to figure out what you compare it to, which word does this connect to in another context, and what halachas you learn from there. So son, that's how there could be a machlokas about Gzereshava. The Ramban writes in the Shrashim that it's obvious that the Gzereshava has to come from Misora. Because when you have such a large book like the Torah, there's what? It says S here and S there. It says Vayomer and Vayomer. So Ein L'davar Sof! But to comparing words. You have to have repeat words. The Ramban writes in the Sefer HaMitzvahs that Gzereshava has to be, but there is flexibility. The basic words were given down, but which words are compared? Like it says this word here. It says V'chishav here, but it says V'chishav five other times. So there, this flexibility. That's how there could be machlokas. So did the Ramban reject it totally or not? So Amar Rava, Mistaver less Luke Zereshava. It's Mistaver that they reject it totally. They don't hold of it at all. Why? Midigali Rachmana, Chomish, Gabi Steyachuza, the Gabi Makdish Beso. Because it says Chomish by two specific cases. And not here. Havilish Neksuban, Abonke Echad, Vachosh Neksuban, Abonke Echad, A Malamdin. We don't learn it from there. Period. Olamandar and Malamdin. And what about according to the one who says that if it says it twice, you do? So the Gemara says, nope, no problem. Midigali Rachmana Chomesh b'Meiser. It says Chomesh by Meiser Sheni, when you redeem your Meiser Sheni. B'Behema Tahora, when you redeem a Behema Tahora from Hektish. U'Behema Tameya. Havilei Tuba, so there's at least three. V'Ein Malamdin. So everybody agrees. Shalosh K'suvan Avon Ke'echad Ein Malamdin. Rav Yashiv in his Ha'aris here says, this Gemara is a Raya against, there's a Shita in the Gaonim, that by Pidyon HaBen, you also have to add on a Chomesh. We don't paskin that way. But he quotes that some of the Gaonim, Yadua, now it's going to be Yadua to us, Chiddush Rav Yehudai Gaon, Shebepidyon HaBen Ha'av Tzarach Lahosef Chomesh, Mishum Dekol HaPode Hektish Mosef Chomesh. That's Rav Yehudai Gaon. And Rav Haigon says, what are you talking about? The less Lepidyon Hektish Baha Esek. Great lumpus there. But Rav Yashav says, you see from our Gemara, that Chomesh is only where it says Chomesh in the Torah. Beferish. Shokoshi in the first Batarish is a Chomish, Ein Bochomish. And he says the Marit Al Gazi talks about this back in Bechoros, but that is Rav Yashav Sa'ara here. Okay, Tanya Kavasi de Rava, Volomi Taimei. We have a Brisa that supports Rava, that the Gzereshav is totally rejected, but not based on his Svara. Ditanya, B'michsas Ho'erkacha, Hikishu HaKazav La'erchin. We compare Michsas, which is the concept of Stei Mikne, we compare that to Arachin. So, Ma Arachin, Amos of Chomish, Av Stei Mikne, Amos of Chomish. It was based on a Pasuk. It's not based on a Pasuk limits a Gzereshav. Period. Okay, let's just try to do the next mission in Gemara. I was going to talk a little bit about Hektish. Maybe we could have a shiur about it in the coming weeks, and that is Amiras of the Gavok and the Siras of the Hektish, which is a beautiful sugya about how one is all these cases. Amiras of the Gavok and Siras of the Hedyot. Thank you. That whenever we, did I say it right this time? Amiras of the Gavok and Siras of Lehediot, right, I got it right this time. Anyways, I said the fact that I could give something to the Beis Hamikdash in all these cases without a Maisa Kinyan. So how does that exactly work? Is the Amira a substitute Kinyan, or you don't even need a Kinyan? That's the big Chakira. The beautiful, what's the Makkah for Amiraso Ligavoa? What's the Makkah for that? Amazing Makkah, the Yerushalmi quotes in Kiddushin. Lashem Ha'aretzu Meloa. Hashem owns everything. So it's Kinyan Chatzer. The second that I say, Hashem, it's yours, he usually gives it to me. The second I'm giving it back to him, okay. The whole world is Hashem's Chatzer. That's the Yerushalmi in Kiddushin. Quotes that in that context. By the Mishnah Kiddushin. So on that Mishnah Kiddushin, the Yerushalmi quotes it. Okay, let's finish up. B'shar HaMu'ad, Sheamus is Eved HaGol HaChmir, as this parak discusses. By a Shar HaMu'ad that kills an Eved, Rahmano Litzvan, Lokulu L'chumra, Kate said, we know, it's a Xeris HaKasif, it's a Knas. Echad Sheamus says Hanoi Sheba Avadim, Es HaKar Sheba Avadim. Doesn't matter if it's the most beautiful or the most ugly Eved, no Sein Shloshim Sela. That's Malacha, Shar HaMu'ad that kills an Eved, pays 30 Sela. If he kills a Ben Chorin, he pays the value. Again, a person is on Chayim Misa by a Shar HaMu'ad. Hamas Ben Chorin, no Sein Shavio, give the value. Chaval Bazeh Bazeh, if he wounded either an Eved or a Ben Chorin, no Sein Nezek Shalem, then he pays Nezek. Then he pays Nezek Shalem. That's by Chavala. So the Gemara says, this is a Baba Kama Halacha, B'mu'ad in B'tam Lo, what only a Mu'ad pays Nezek Shalem for both, but by a Tam does not, Lema Masisa Delok Rabbi Akiva. This goes against Rabbi Akiva in Baba Kama Ditzan, where he says, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Av Tam Shechava Ba'adam, Mishalem B'mosa, Nezek Shalem. Rabbi Akiva says, even a Tam that's Chovel pays Nezek Shalem. And our Mishnah says only a Mu'ad pays Nezek Shalem. Is our Mishnah against Rabbi Akiva? Afilu Tam Rabbi Akiva. No, maybe it is Rabbi Akiva. Who adem dafilu Tam Nami? Maybe even Tam would pay Nezek Shalem. V'yaydi dekabar lemisti seifa, Hamis Eved, Hamis Ben Chorin, debemu'ad adu mishkachas la, betam lo mishkachas la, mishamachik tani mu'ad. No, because the seifa, we wanted to, the second case, we wanted to say, quote, a difference between Eved and Ben Chorin, which only applies to Mu'ad. That's why it only talks about Mu'ad. But in Chinami, the halacha might be the same by Tom as well. Okay, so this is a few that we've gone into already in the parak. So we got to talk about Arachin and Steachuza and Shar HaMu'ad. The ones coming up are Onis Mefata is still on its way, and Motzi Shemra. As we continue, Motzi Shemra has to do with Lashon Hara. So that's where the Lashon Hara Gemara has come up. Tomorrow you have the Tosfos that quotes that has the picture that Bnei Yisrael did not cross the Yamsuf. They did it. They came out the same side that they went in. That's the picture in Tosfos tomorrow. Rav Hashem, enjoy it, and Rav Hashem will pick up with more and Lashon Hara stuff and other issues on Sunday. Everybody have a good Shabbos. And again, today's shiur is L'Refuah Shleima, Rafal Menachem Ben Shendel Rivka, B'toch Sha'ar Chole Yisrael. You should have a Refuah B'karach.